The third parak begins with the first Mishnah, Kavi b'mahalo Omer. Kavi b'mahalo teaches us Histakel b'shloish dvarim, to look at three things, which will prevent us from doing averus. Ma'im boso, da ma'im boso, lana toholich, know from where you came, no lana toholich, know where you are going, in front of whom you will give a din v'chesben. The Sefer V'yagid Moshe, in introducing this perek, quotes a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei says, "Mitzaref lekesef, a instrument, a keli that's made to refine silver, v'kul azov, and the same, an instrument which is used to purify gold, v'ish lefi mahaloloi, and a person according to the way he's praised." What is this pasuk saying? So he says, when we look at people, we're only able to judge people according to the way they act. If we see a person acts properly, we assume he's a good person. And if we see he doesn't act that way, we don't assume he's a good person. But that really doesn't give us a true understanding of who the person is. We could have a person who really is very great, but we don't see it in his actions. And so too, vice versa. So he says, Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei, he says, gives us a way how to determine who truly is this person. We look at Ishlefi Mahaloloi. We see how he talks. And just like a pen is able to bring out our thoughts onto paper, so too our mouth shows us who is the person. There's a pasuk he says in Shir HaShirim. The pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, "Kechut hashani svesaseich, your lips are like a red thread." What's pshat in the pasuk? He says we know that the Gemara Masech, the Yumud of Sam Zayin Omer Aleph, teaches us that they used to have this red thread, this red string in the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Kippur, and if Baruch Hashem Klal Yisrael was Nimchal, the Averis were, they did Shuva, it would turn white. Kechut hashanis v'sasayich, your lips are like that red thread. If we see that your lips are pure, that's a raya who you are. And if they're not pure, then it's not. It's a proof that that person is not that great. Mitzarf l'kesef, v'kur l'zov, v'ish l'fi, a person, according to the way he speaks, mahaloloi, that's how we can know who this person truly is. Our Kaviyah Mahalo was a tremendous Yerushalayim. The Mishnah Masech the Igyas, Perek Hey Mishnah Vav says, Ein Azor in the Nelis Bifnei Kol Odna V'Yisrael, when they had all of Klal Yisrael gathered together in the Azorah, there was no one as great as a Kavi Manhalo, B'chochma B'yirashe Kavi Manhalo. He was the greatest Talmud Chochem, he was the greatest Yerushalayim. And therefore, it is only appropriate only through a Kavi Man Halal's speaking, only somebody like a Kavi Man Halal is the one that could teach us Histakel B'Shloshe Dvorim V'Yatabala De'Aveira. A person has to think who and not come to De'Aveira. So the Mefarshim explain what is the purpose of being Histakel in these Shloshe Dvorim. It's to avoid gaiva. It's to avoid arrogance. As the pasuk says, "V'romel v'alecho." If a person becomes arrogant, "V'shochachtas Hashem l'kecho," he will forget who Hashem is. So the Chayvus Halvavus explains that one of the Chacham said that if a person thinks about how he was born and who he is, he would never become arrogant. The Kedushas Levi says that even if the Torah and Chazal did not teach us how one should avoid being arrogant, we should, without that, understand that we have nothing to be so proud about. If a person thinks about his limitations, if a person thinks about his whole life being very short, when a person thinks about how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that itself should avoid being arrogant. And that's what the Tana teaches us. If you will think about these things, that will avoid a person from becoming arrogant. However, it's important, explains the Medrash Shmuel, why does the Mishnah use the word dvorim? Explains the Medrash Shmuel. It's not enough for a person to look at his limitations, that he is just a human being. Because a person will look at that, he'll fall into yiyush. He'll say, what's the point? On the other hand, a person shouldn't just look at the great neshama that he has. What he's supposed to do is, he's supposed to combine histakel b'shloish dvarim. If you look at all these three things as one set, then you will indeed not come to geis. Then you will indeed prepare to live a life as you're supposed to live. And in fact, I saw that this lesson that Akavi Bamahalo is teaching us is a lesson that's repeated over and over again in the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, Lech lecha mi'artzecha u'miladetecha u'beis avicha. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Avram Avinu? Mi'miladetecha, remember ma'ayim basa. Mi'artzecha, remember that you will be at the end in the Oretz. Lana tohoylech. On beis avicha, remember that you will have to fight, you will have to face avicha shebashamayim when you will have to give a din v'cheshbin. And actually, I saw from Rav Shmelkim in Nikkesburg another place where we find in the Torah that another remez in the Torah to this statement of a Kavya Mahalal. We find, he says, in the Torah the word uri'isem three times. We find Paroi tells Shifra and Puah, Bialetchen es avrias uri'isem al havnoyim. So the Torah uses the words uri'isem. We find when Moshe Rabbeinu sends the Meraglim to look at Eretz Yisroel, he says uri'isem es ha'aretz. And we also find in the parasha of Tzitzis, which we say every day, Urisem oisoi uzachartem es kol mitzvos Hashem vasisem oisam. Says the Rebbe Rav Shmelke, that these three reisems are the reisems that Akavi Menahal refers to. Urisem alav noim, look as the child is being born, refers to the dam ma'ayim bosor. Risem es ha'oretz refers la'ana tohoylech, to the oretz where we will ultimately be buried. Urisem oisam, a person should remember, as a chatam is called mitzvahs Hashem, a person should remember that he has to do mitzvahs because if he doesn't do mitzvahs, because he's going to have to give a din v'cheshbin on all of the mitzvahs that he did, on averus that he did in this world. However, the Mefarshim ask that here in our Mishnah, a kavi b'mahal oimer, histakel b'shloisha dvorim, v'ein at the bol adei aveira.
Yet in the Mishnah, at the beginning of the second parak of Pirkei Avos, Rebbe says, Histakel b'shloshe dvarim, v'ein atabola de aveiro. Ayin roya, voizun shemas, v'chol masach v'seifu nechtovim. So how do we reconcile these two Mishnayos? Is it the three things that Akavim and Mahalo mention, or is it the three things that Rebbe mentions? So the Mefarshim explain that Akavim and Mahalo is saying Ma'ayim Basa La'anat Ha'elech. These two things will help prevent a person from doing Averis. If a person, as we said before, remembers Ma'ayun Hubar, from where he came, that will prevent him from becoming arrogant. By remembering L'anu U'tahoylech, it also shows that we are not that significant. But now, the Mishnah comes to teach us further. L'fnei miyat osa din v'cheshbin. The Mishnah comes to teach us, now that we've avoided being arrogant, that isn't enough just to make us do the right thing. So we also have to remember that, as we said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look at the at our mitzvahs. And what is pshat when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at our mitzvahs? So says Rebbe that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at our mitzvahs, who is looking at our mitzvahs? Somebody who's an Ayin Roya, somebody who's an Oizen Shamas, someone who's a Koma Secha B'Seifa Nechtovim, we won't be able to hide from anything. And actually, in the fourth perek, there's another Mishnah. The Mishnah says, V'dash HaKol Lefi HaCheshbin. Know that everything, there's going to be a Cheshbin. Ve'al yaftichecho yitzrecho shashol beis monoslach. Don't let the Yetzer fool you that you'll be able to hide, so to speak, in the grave. That your body will be buried, it will decompose. Rather, says the Tana, akorcha ata osa litin din v'cheshben ufnei melech ha-melech ha-melech ha-kadosh baruch hu. Again, that Mishnah complements these other two Mishnayos that we just have mentioned. A person thinks that Damayim Basa, a person thinks L'anat Toholich, a person, as we say in the Avinu Malkeinu Zachor Ki Ofra Anachnu, remember that we're just dust, we're nothing. A person says, Eiv says, Odom Yulurisha, a person is a human, Tsayomim, he doesn't live so long, Svarogiz, he has days that are full of trouble, Kitzitz Yotze V'yimol, he's like a blossom that comes and goes, V'yifra Kitzel, he's like a shadow of Loyamoid. So that would perhaps cause a person, as the Mishnah says in Perek Revi, Mishnah Chabez, that he should think, so what's the purpose of this all? What's the purpose of this all? Tells us the Tana that no, lifnei mi ata osa litin din v'cheshbin. A person is not just earth. A person is not just dust. A person is going to give din v'cheshbin. And then we take it a step further. The Mishnah in Perek Revi, Mishnah Chaf Aleph, teaches us hakina v'ataiva v'akovid might seem as Adam and Olam. Those are the things that prevent us from having Olam Haba. Tells us Akavi by Mahalo, if kin atayv of a covet are what prevents us from having Olam Haba, teaches us Akavi by Mahalo, how could a person prevent himself from having kin atayv of a covet? So he says, if a person will remember that he comes from a tipa serucha, then he'll think to himself, I deserve covet. If a person remembers, so will he be jealous of anyone else? If a person thinks that he's going to have to give din v'cheshbon, will he have any taiva? That will take away the taiva from a person recognizing that he's going to have to give din v'cheshbon. And the Chassid Yaivitz gives a mashal to help us understand this. He says, there was once a king who was very wealthy, obviously a king, and he had also a brother, a prince, who lived a very life of luxury, ostentatious life, didn't think about the tomorrow. And the king wanted him to understand that there is a tomorrow. So what did the king do? He invited him to a party with a beautiful banquet, with music playing, with tremendous elegance. But he had a knife, a sword, hanging by a thin string over the seat where his brother would sit. His brother comes to this banquet, and he sees what a wonderful, beautiful situation it is, and he's very happy. And as he's about to begin to indulge, he sees the sword hanging over his head. And that took away, obviously, his whole appetite. And he's sitting there because he's worried, who knows if the sword is not just going to drop and kill him. And his brother, the king, asks him, What's the matter? So he tells him, how could I eat? How could I enjoy if I see the sword hanging over him? That's what the king is teaching us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Akavi Mamahalu is teaching us that you remember these things. And if you're going to remember these things, your life will be a different life. And it's even more than that. It's interesting. The Tana begins, Akavi ben Mahalal begins with the word histakel, just to look. And then he switches to the word da, to know. So what is it? Is it histakel or is it da? So he says, so the Mefarshim explain, regarding da ma'ayim basa, regarding l'ana tahoylich, all that's required is just histakel, to look, not to do more. But when it comes to lefnei mi'ata osa litin din v'cheshbon, that we have to think about. We have to think about every moment of our life. That requires much more than just a stockless. That requires da. And I saw in a sefer Shalmi Moshe, a very nice mashal. He says, there was once a farmer who was bringing his produce into the warehouse. And he had loaded up the truck very high. And when he got to the warehouse, the truck was packed too high that it could fit through the front door. And he started, it was the old times, he was bringing with a wagon with the horses, and he started to hit the horses. So somebody comes over to him and says, why are you hitting the horses? He says, you see, I can't get the produce into the warehouse. So he says, I have a way to help you get the produce into the warehouse. He says, great. He says, I own a pair of binoculars. I'm going to sell you this pair of binoculars. And like that, you'll be able to get your horse into the warehouse. He sells him the binoculars, and he looks through the binoculars, and now the doorway of the warehouse looks so much taller, so much bigger. So he tries now to get the horse with the wagon through the door, and it still doesn't work. So he goes back to that person who sold him the binoculars, and he says to him, it doesn't work. So he says, yeah, because you only looked at the doorway. You also have to look at the produce that you're carrying. And if you look at the produce that you're carrying, they also grew through the binoculars, and that's why they still don't fit. So the farmer says, so you fooled me. He says, no, this is what you're supposed to do. He says, when you look at the doorway, you have to look at the doorway with the side of the binoculars that makes everything look bigger. And when you look at the produce, you should turn around the binoculars and look at them with the way the produce looks smaller, and then it'll fit in. Of course, it's all an illusion. What are we to learn? We're supposed to not spend our days looking through binoculars, making things that are smaller, bigger, making things that are bigger, smaller. We're supposed to spend our days looking at the reality. And Akavi Ben Mahalalel teaches us that what is the reality? The reality is Da Main Bosa Ulana Taholich Ulfniata Osa Litin Din Vichesben. And the Mefarshim point out that the Kavim Mahalo says Histaka B'Shloisha Dvorim Venata Bo Lidei Aveira. What is the wording of Lidei Aveira? What's the Lidei Aveira? So the Tefuah Shor explains that we learned earlier in our Masechta Ezu Chochem HaRoyos HaNoilet. What's the explanation of Ezu Chochem HaRoyos HaNoilet? That a person is supposed to understand the repercussions of his actions. There are certain actions that are not necessarily strictly in Aveira, but by living that type of life, a person come l'dei aveira. The Gemara in Masechta Sota Daf Dalet Amud Beis says, "Kol adam sheyesh bo gasas ruach," as we spoke earlier, anybody who is arrogant is kiloi ve'avodas kachavim. The Gemara in Masechta Matzia Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis teaches us, "Kol amal b'pnei chaver b'rabim," if somebody embarrasses other people, kilo shayfil chdomim. So the Tana is teaching us. That sometimes you're not actually doing an aveira. But if you don't watch the way you live, you're going to come to do things that end up with doing an aveira. Others explain that as we learn through Shas, we know that many times Chazal made different gedorim and siyogim, made different rules, made different gezeiros. And the purpose of all of these rules and gzeiros is to prevent the person from doing the actual aveira. So, just like we find at the beginning of Masechta in the Nedarim, the Gemara speaks about Yodas Nedarim. What's Pshat Yodas Nedarim? That did a handle of a neder. Here too, you have to be careful not only not to do an aveira, you have to be careful not to do l'dei aveira, not to come to a situation of doing something which you violate something which is a dvar chazal, and by violating a dvar chazal, you will actually, chas v'shalom, possibly come to do an aveira. Another pshat that I saw, that the pshat of l'dei aveira are the midos. That a person has to act appropriately, behave appropriately. Because if a person doesn't act and behave appropriately, then chas v'sholem, it's very easy for that person to come to a situation of doing an aveira. And the Tanakh continues, Da ma'ayim boso. A person, da, has to know. And earlier, we spoke about the Tana using in our Mishnah both the Lashon Da and the Lashon Histakel. So I saw that the Kedusha Levi's father-in-law was a Mesnagid. And obviously the Kedusha Levi became a Chassid. And when he came back from his Rebbe, his father-in-law asked him, what did you learn
by this Rebbe. So the Kedushas Levi responded, I learned that there is a God in the world. So his father said, for that you had to travel and go to a Rebbe. He calls in the maid in the house and asks her, do you know that there's a God in the world? She says, absolutely. So he said, so you see, everybody knows there's a God in the world. What's the purpose? So the Kedushas Levi said, she says it, and I know it. Teach. It's not just enough to be his stalker. It's just not enough to say it. Da, a Kavya ben Mahalal is teaching us, how do you come to a category? How do you come to a matziv of being a da, somebody who really knows it? You have to know the ma'ayin basa. So there's a beautiful word from the Baal Shem. The Baal Shem says, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Yutes, Pasuk Pei Tes, Lo'olam Hashem Dvor Chanitza B'Shemayim. Everything that exists in the world exists because HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it exist. Why is that? Asked the Baal Shem. If somebody built something, after I built something, it has no longer any connection to me. So he says a beautiful explanation. He says, if somebody builds a house and he takes materials and he builds a house, so he didn't create the house from nothing. He created the house from those different materials that he put together in order to build a house. However, if somebody builds something from scratch, from nothing, which the only one who ever did that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he created the world mi'ayin, from nothing. In order for the world to be able to continue, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to remain connected to the world. Da! Know that ma'ayin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, as it says in Pasuk and Parashas Bereishis, soyu v'voyu, there was nothing. We don't even have a concept of what that nothing means. But the Tanakh continues to say, we have to be a dama ayin basa, and we have to be a person la'an atoholich. So there's a beautiful word from the Beis Halevi. Avram Avinu says, v'anoichi ofer ve'efer. I am dust and I am ash. Why did Avram Avinu have to say, if Avram Avinu wanted to articulate that he is nothing, why did he have to say Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer, that I'm a combination of Ofer Ve'efer? So the Beis Halevi explains, Ofer is an object that has no past. It's earth, but it has a future. If you're planting the earth, then the earth will grow. Efer is something that has a past. It was something, it turned into ash, but has no future. Avram Avinu wants to express his nothingness. So he says, V'anoichi ofer ve'efer. I have no past and I have no future. And that's why the Tani here says as well, Dam ayin basa, recognize that your past, you were a tipa serucha, and recognize your future, la'anata hoylech, that where a person will end up. And the Tanakh ends, Ulfnei miyata osolita imdin v'cheshbin, Ulfnei melech malchei amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mepharshim ask, shouldn't have said first cheshbin and then din? Cheshbin is the detail, and the din is the final psak. Here we see just the opposite. So the Gra gives two explanations. One explanation that the Gra gives, that there was once a person who began as a servant in the king's home. When he began as a servant in the king's home, the king promoted him until he became one of the most senior people in the government. And when he got to that position, he started becoming arrogant. He started to act disrespectfully to the king. So the king called in the servant and he asked him, tell me, what do you think should be the punishment for a person who acts disrespectfully towards the king? And he says whatever he says. And then the king turns around to him and says to him, well, you're that individual. And that's what's going to happen Lacha Mei Ve'esrim. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask us, what do you think I should do with a person who acted that way? And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show us that maybe we acted that way. The Gra gives a different pshat. The Gra says, the din is going to be on the averis that we did. The cheshbin is going to be not on the averis that we did, but the cheshbin is going to be that in the time that we did the Ozo averis, we could have been doing mitzvahs. And that's why there's going to be a din v'cheshbin. The din is on the averis, the actual averis, and the cheshbin is what we could have done in that time. The Chofetz Chaim says that a person could speak on average 200 words a minute. Says the Chofetz Chaim, if a person spoke 5 minutes of Lashon Hara, so not only will he have to give din on those 1,000 words of Lashon Hara that he spoke, but he's also going to give a cheshbon that he could have said Divrei Torah. He could have said 1,000 words of Divrei Torah in that time. But I saw another pshat. A pshat is that a person has to recognize that Lana Toholich is a Lashon Hoiva, present. What does that mean? A person has to recognize that every moment of his life is a moment that he's moving closer to death. And therefore, he would live his life a different life. He would live his life a life of life, not a life of death. And I saw a beautiful story. There was once a person who was looking for a place where to live. And he decided that before he decides what city he's going to choose to live in, he's going to go to the cemetery. You can learn a lot, he thought to himself, in a cemetery. In a cemetery, you could see, he thought to himself, how long the people in the city lived, what kind of people lived in the city. So he comes to the cemetery, and he sees, incredible, that on the tombstones, on the metzavis of the people in that cemetery, it says that this person died when he was 15, and this person died when he's 20. All the people in the town died when they were very young. This person decided, this is not the city where I'm going to live in. There's obviously some sort of a disease in the city that causes people not to be able to live. I'm not going to stay here. But before he left, he went to the shul. And he goes into the shul to daven Mincha Ma'ariv, and he sees a very interesting thing. He sees that in the shul there are many old people. If everybody in this town dies when they're young, how are there so many people that are old? So he goes over to a person in shul, and he says, I don't understand. Here I just read on the tombstones in the metzavis of the city that people are dying young. And here I see that you have many old people. What's going on here? So they told him as follows. In this city, when a person is born, a man, a woman, it makes no difference, they give him, as soon as he's able to write, a diary. And the person should write every day how he spent his days. Did he spend his days doing mitzvahs, learning Torah, doing what he's supposed to do? Or did he spend his time, or did he waste his time? And then,
when the person ultimately dies, they take out that diary and they start to look at all of those, at his lifetime. And they look, how many days were days that were days of life, and how many days were there that were days of death? And when he, and when we write the Matseva, we write the Matseva according to the days that he wasted. And those are the days that were dead days. We can have days that are alive, and we can have days that are dead. Dalf may me at also leading din v'cheshbin. There's going to have to be a din v'cheshbin on our days. Were the days, were they days of chayim, or were they days of misa? We learned in Masech Kedushin, the Gemara says Masech Kedushin, daf mem beis, lo yom yir adam atzoy kehil chetzi chayiv v'chetzi zachay. A person should look at himself as if he's 50-50. Also mitzvah achas ashra, if a person does one mitzvah, he gets praise, shechriyas atzma v'skol olam kaf schus. And if he does one aveira, he takes himself and the whole world to the other side. That's the din v'cheshbin. The din v'cheshbin is not, the din is, a person is going to have to give a din for what he did and for the way he lived. But he also is going to give a cheshbin on what was the influence of what he did on the rest of the world. L'fnei also litin din v'cheshbin, a din is for what you did. And a cheshbin is for what other people learned from you and other people did because of you, and what the whole world was affected by you. We should always be able to create a Kiddush Hashem.